Very quickly, Dave, this is an interesting one from Eddie Cunningham, and it's one of those things that you just take for granted and never really question why. He says, why do wind turbines only have three blades?
Not all wind turbines do have three blades. I've seen some in Spain which have four, and some older ones only have two, and some old-fashioned windmills had up to six or eight. But three seems to be the optimum for wind turbines. There's a few reasons behind that. One of them is that if you have too many blades in a wind turbine, each blade, as it moves through the air, it leaves it behind it a vortex. This is very like, if you ever looked at a plane taking off, you can sometimes see swirling air behind the two wings of the plane. And wind turbine blades are very like a plane's wing. And so you get a swirl left behind the thing, and if behind the moving blade. And if those interfere with one another, then that can cause big problems.
So that's similar with a boat propeller, only having three blades. If you had more blades, you'd think you'd move more water, but actually it would become self-demolishing in terms of the benefit. So that's the optimum choice between weight and materials and efficiency.
Yeah, and there's some other things like you don't want, if you have only two blades, because the wind's moving faster higher up and lower down, then it tends to, if the blade's pointing upwards, it kind of puts a big twisting force on the bearings and it does damage the bearings compared to when it's horizontal.
You can actually steer a boat that way, interestingly, because with big boat propellers, really big boat propellers, the water is denser at the bottom of the propeller than it is at the top, which means the propeller, as it turns round, is creating more of a push to the side at the bottom of its run than at the top. And if you know which way your propeller rotates, by giving the engine a really big burst of power, you can enable it to do what's called prop walking, and it gives you an extra kick in one direction, which can make manoeuvring really, really helpful and really, really easy. And that's how these really clever people get their boats into these unfeasibly small spaces, just because they've learned that they can use that trick to get some extra move in one particular direction.
Useful for boats, kind of damaging for wind turbines, though.
Thanks, Dave. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell. We're asking and answering lots of science questions this evening, and if you'd like to join us, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.
Well, now it's time to find out about the latest developments in the world of technology.